The county recently notified property owners in the neighborhood that building permits would not be issued until Garf's road standards came up to county code, though the roads in Garf are private. County Manager Tom Fisher said it's the case of a neighborhood that's transforming and is not actually a legal subdivision.
What looks like a subdivision and acts like a subdivision, which really isn't a subdivision, doesn't have proper roadways in order to accommodate emergency vehicles for what's turning from a kind of a second home, a seasonal home community to a full-time living residence community. And that runs up against our code.
You said the council next week will talk about the problem in a meeting that will be closed door, at least initially.
But we will be making it more public after that. The reason it's in closed session is there's possible litigation involved. We've already got requests for ombudsman's opinions from those from at least one landowner. We want to be very sensitive about how we go forward to this in order to protect the county along the way.
Fisher said they've also been talking to the South Summit Fire District.
One of the rubs in this is that our code says if South Summit Fire District approves that this person can develop, then our code should allow that. However, we get conflicting reports sometimes from landowners as opposed to what South Summit Fire District will officially say, and we want to make sure we do this right because there could be litigation involved.
Fisher said other neighborhoods are facing the same issue.
One that's creeping up right now is Camas East, which is outside of the Camas city limits, a similar situation where we have some folks that are not as receptive to the road standards as they want to develop their property. And I get it. It costs more money in order to do that. It doesn't make what seems like a cheaper development option to live year-round in Summit County as viable. But at the to balance that out, the county government has a responsibility to make sure that the health and safety of everyone, not only that landowner, but everyone in these areas, has the ability to get emergency vehicles in and out and other types of vehicles that would be needed.
County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.